great chap. Colin Heaper does some wonderful work in the community, along with his fellow Lions Club members. He's the president of the Woodvale Kingsley Lions Club. Colin, how are you going?
Not bad, John. How are you?
I'm getting there. Had an interesting start to the day, I can tell you. Why did you become a Lion?
Well, originally I was just asked to be a Lion. I turned up and Lions told me, well, the members of the club at the time, this almost 25 years ago, told me all about Lions, and I got interested. And at the first couple of years, I just was a club Lion, but then I was asked to do more things. And I suppose as I've journeyed through Lions, I've sort of learnt more and taken on more responsibility and found out just that's why I became a Lion, I think, and that's why I stay a Lion.
Did someone introduce you to the club?
No, it was just a letter in the letter box, actually. But we go along. They had a meeting and a few of the other prospective members came along, and again, we were just told about what Lions do and what Lions isn't.
What were you doing at the time?
What was I doing? Oh, I was just family man. I had the wife and the two kids, and just working, and I think I was always involved with the kids' sport. I think I was on the committee of the Kingsley Junior Football Club for a while, and then helped with the daughter played a little bit of basketball and t-ball, and son played footy, and just took an interest in things in the community and at the school and that. Just an extension of that, I suppose.
So were any of your mates Lions?
Not that I know of. I found out later that one of my father's cousins, he was big in Lions in New South Wales, but I didn't know it at the time. But I really didn't even know what Lions was when I first was asked. I'd seen them around. Like, I suppose they're all over the place, the branding, but until you're told, you don't know what Lions is about.
So what were you expecting when you turned up to the first Lions Club? Which club was that, by the way?
Kingsley Woodvale Club.
It was Kingsley Woodvale.
Yeah. I've been in that club all my Lions life, so. Right. No, I really didn't know what to expect. I suppose that's the thing, you go along and you go to these things to find out. And that when you find out, and then you either like what you hear or...
You're already giving to the community. Yes. You didn't have a lot of time. Well, you wouldn't have, because you were working, you had a family, still growing up. You're already contributing in other ways to the community.
Yeah.
Where did you find time for Lions?
Well, Lions really doesn't take a lot of time. Like, I put in a lot now because I have got the time, but at the time I didn't have the time. But again, you give what you can. People might give 2 or 3 hours a week, 1 or 2 hours a week. It doesn't matter. But it's all putting something back to the community. So it's up to the individual how much they put into it.
Has Lions changed a lot over the years?
Lions, I suppose, has changed, but I suppose the world's changed. I know I did a piece last year, I think, or the year before when we were doing the centennial. I said, well, 1917, the most popular car in the world when Lions was formed was a T-model Ford. Like, we don't drive them anymore. Everything's changed. I suppose how we interact with the community, we have different laws we operate under. But basically the premise of Lions has always stayed the same. They've always been a community-based organisation. Out in our community, helping the people, and that's why it's called Lions Clubs International. That's always been an organisation of Lions Clubs.
I know you're short of members. I'll get to that in a minute or two. Just tell us about some of the good works that Lions does.
Well, I know in this state we have a number of very good foundations which all the Lions Clubs support, and they, I suppose, were involved in sight research, hearing research, cancer research, Alzheimer's research now, but a lot of that research we do here, that is actually being shared with other institutes around the world. So what we're doing here in Western Australia and also in Australia is actually helping people all over the world, which is the great thing about Lions, because we're an international organisation. We've got this huge network of clubs and foundations all over the world that can sort of share their expertise and their service and help people all over the world.
You do a lot for young people too, don't you? I know you're involved with a big award. Would you like to tell people about that?
We do a lot of awards.
The Youth of the Year?
Yeah, well, Youth of the Year, I suppose it's more of a, I suppose it's not an award as such. It's like a competition, but how it's structured is the, I know I've been involved through our club for many, many years. I've recently taken on the district chair, and we've had the national chairman in our club, Brian Williams, for a number of years. But
I think he was on the show just recently.
Yeah. But it's a great program where we give students an opportunity to not just, I suppose, compete against their peers, but also it's how they can build their public speaking skills, their interview skills, all sorts of things that they can use going further in their careers. And a lot of them have said that taking part in something like Youth of the Year has actually helped them further down the track when they've come time to sort of sit university entrance or a job entrance. So it's a great program, and it's been running now for over 55 years, I think. So
there's a number of different components to that program, of course. We do, and I say we because I've been a judge, lucky enough to be a judge a couple of times for the Lions. Of course, we have a look at the credentials of the kids, and that means what they're already giving into the community as well as their academic achievements.
Yeah.
We also put them in front of a microphone and say, go for it, a bit of public speaking, some of that's impromptu. They shape up pretty well, don't they?
Oh, well, I've never failed to be impressed by basically any of them. The fact that they'll get up there and they present themselves, and I know that they're always, no matter what happens, they always get something out of it. We were lucky enough this year in this state to have the national winner, a lovely lady, Hannah Bowden from Busselton Lions Club, and she sort of just blew everybody away. But even so, like when the six finalists from around Australia get on the stage, the way they present themselves, like everyone in the auditorium would just sit there like jaws open, and sort of these kids, and it's a great thing that we can offer the children, the young adults this opportunity to actually do this, because it shows that there is some great people coming along in our community to sort of be the leaders of our in the future.
Yeah, bringing out the best in young people is something that I love doing as well, as you know. Now, the Woodvale Kingsley Lions Club has had a number of projects on the go. Yeah. What have you achieved over the last 12 months?
Well, we finally completed, along with the help of the Kingsley Greenwell Regents Association, also the City of Joondalup put some in, and Veterans Affairs, we completed the Peace and Contemplation Park at the southern end of Kingsley, which is a great little thing. It's something for the community to go and take a bit of time out and sit and have a quiet time. We also did a couple of smaller projects. We helped a family with a disabled son. We got a shared grant through Australian Lions Foundation to help with the to put a pool hoist in so they could get their son in and out of the swimming pool at the house they'd bought. I must mention that we also had assistance from the Australian Lions Foundation with the Peace and Contemplation Park to put some of the equipment there, which was a great help. We all go out and sell our Christmas cakes, we sell our mints, we do sausage sizzles, but again, when we do those projects, the money we raise goes into the foundations I mentioned before, like the Australian Lions Safe Sight Foundation and the Lions Hearing Foundation and the Alzheimer's Foundation. But again, when you go out and do these things, we do a barbecue at Iluka for Halloween every year with the Iluka Residents Association in the park up there, and we're going to cook sausages, and then we get a donation from them which we give to a charity. I think it was Alzheimer's last year, but to see the children and the families all come out on that night and have a great time, and that's the bonus that you get from doing these things.
Colin, many hands make light work.
Yeah,
but you don't have many hands at the moment. You badly need of some fresh faces.
Yeah.
How many members do you have in the club at the moment?
Well, at the moment we've only got 9 in our club.
Wow.
Which I know we're
doing
all
a lot
pretty
of work.
Active, but
yeah.
And a lot of our members, some of our members are still working. A lot of the clubs have got retired members. But we'd love to see more people, because I suppose we do have a turnover of members. People get change of location, change of job. Some members pass away, unfortunately. But we just love to see new members come along. And even if you come along and find out what Lions is about, have a chat to us. And
what's a good number, Colin? Is there a good number in terms of how many could you cope with at Woodvale Kingsley Lions Club?
Well, we have clubs in the district with up to 40 members. We have clubs with 30 members, 20 members, 10 members. I think the clubs always, I suppose, tailor what they can do to the number of people they've got. But I suppose anything, like if we have more members, yes, we can do more in the community, because I know last year, I think we did, our secretary looked at our hours that we put in, and we did 1,269 hours of community service last year, which I suppose if you divide it by nine, it's sort of it's a lot of hours, I suppose, every member puts in. And if you have 30 members doing that, well, you've got three times the benefit of the community.
Met many of your members, and I know they're very hard workers, and you just confirmed that to our listeners. How often do the Lions meet? You and your fellow Lions meet, and where do you meet?
Oh, well, we meet twice a month. The first month, the first meeting of the month, it's the first Tuesday, we meet down at Gibson Park Community Centre. That's around about 6:30 for 7 o'clock meeting. The second meeting, we make it like a social meeting, and that's the third Tuesday of the month, and we pick a venue to go and have, say, a meal or something. That may change according to if something comes up, but usually we try to have a bit of a social night. If any business needs to be done, we can do business. But I think now, with the advent of social media and electronic stuff, we can do things via email and that, if we need to sort of do things, because often we get requests and we can do them out of meeting time.
What would you say to someone who put their hand on their heart and said, I'd like to contribute to the community, not sure if Lions is the way to go? What would you say to them to convince them?
Well, I think what you'd say to someone, well, do you see something in your community that needs doing? Because as I said earlier, Lions always been a community-based organisation. We go out in the community, because we're all community members anyway. We live in our communities and we see what needs doing. And if someone else comes along and says, well, we need, say, a park equipment or something, we can look at a club and say, well, can we achieve that? And we can work out how to do it. But also, I suppose, as a Lion, we can say to them, well, by being a Lion, helping us with our fundraising, you can support these foundations, because the foundations, they might seem remote now, but when you think that the work they do to help sort of people with sight conditions or hearing conditions or Alzheimer's, which is now a fast-growing problem in Australia, I think, they can help people in that community in the long run.
And you get a lot out of giving, don't you?
Oh, I think you do, yeah. It's always great. I said that the best part of the year, I think, was when I got to distribute the money at the end of the year, because we go out and work hard to earn it. But it's great to sit down and sort of say, well, we can give so much money to this person or that foundation and help people. So,
well, at Lions, you're making a real difference, Colin. I've known you for a couple of years now, and I've seen some of the work you've been doing. It's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. If people would like to know more about the Woodvale Kingsley Lions, what do they do?
Well, they can probably either give me a ring. I know we have a Facebook page. They can probably go and look at our Facebook page. I think it's just www.facebook.com. Kingsley Woodvale Lions. They can have a look at that.
Jump online or give you a ring?
They can. Well, if they want to find out about Lions, they can actually go to we have a district website. Well, we have a national website too, www.lionsclubs.org.au. There's a section there where you can find a club, I think, and you can sort of look at and find, look up Kingsley Woodvale, have a look. We have a Western Australian website, or for our district, which is lionsclubs201w1.
Plenty of things are online.
Yeah.
I think we get the message.
There's a heap of stuff online, but if you look up...
And as the president, 24/7, what's your phone number?
My phone number, I'll give it 0417 898 394.
Okay. Yeah, so. Give Colin a ring anytime, 24/7.
No,
there
no,
he
not,
is.
Not quite.
The skip of the Lions. Colin Heaper, the president of the Woodvale Kingsley Lions Club, thanks for joining us here on
Thank
Movers
you,
and Shakers.
Thank you.